Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are leading off with the way we always like to lead off on Monday. Anyway, we're going to start off with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
1 second. It's not quite
there. Okay. We're waiting on Rob now.
Oh, there he is.
Okay. So.
Hello, Bill.
Okay. We are set. How goes it?
My bad. Just rushed home from a doctor's appointment. Slid into the studio and am eager to talk with Lock and Load.
Okay, so what's on your mind today?
Well, I had a great time traveling, but the world didn't get nice enough long travels. Chicago had a usual weekend.
Yeah.
25 people were shot and wounded, and an additional 5 were shot and killed. You know, I wish we could say, oh, that's horrific, unusual, never happened before, weekend after weekend news. We add about 400 people being shot each month in the summertime in Chicago. The total so far this year is now over 2,500 people that have been wounded by the drug gangs in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Chicago.
Right.
And you got to ask, how's that gun control working out for you? From over here, it doesn't look like a winner.
Yeah, well, I mean, Lori Lightfoot, Chicago, is sort of nightmarish. It's like a hellscape, you know. And the funny part is, they're a sanctuary city, and Abbott is sending them some sanctuary city candidates.
Oh, good. I like that.
Yeah. Sanctuary city candidates. And now all of these mayors are referring to their towns now as border towns.
Good.
Yeah.
Borderline crazy. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Yeah, it's a sanctuary city, but we don't want any immigrants, and we particularly don't want any legal. Oh, wow. This is just so strange. There is making fun of our bad gun control policies is easy. Making fun of failed Democrats is easy. But we had... It's not a miracle. It's something we should have expected, and it happened again. A concealed carrier stopped mass murder in Detroit. We don't know the details of why. I'm tempted to call him a crazy man, since so many of these murderers have at least peripheral mental health issues. Certainly they're acting crazy. He's walking down Chicago and shot 3 people. An 80-year-old man was walking his dog. That was one of the victims. The murderer was 19 years old, and when he tried to shoot at the 4th person, one of the people on the street was a concealed carrier. He said, "That's nuts."
Yeah.
It goes back to the something that I claim it's instinctive. The attacker didn't act like someone defending himself. He acted like a murderer, and the concealed carrier looks up and goes, "That looks wrong. Why is he doing that? Holy cow, he's going to do it again." And he starts shooting at the murderer. Now, he didn't hit him. But these murderers have a fantasy in mind. I'm going to go out and I'm going to be engaged in a shooting, one-way combat. And when it becomes two-way combat, they go, oops, the fantasy is over, and it becomes a gunfight.
That's problematic.
They run.
That's very problematic when that happens.
Whoops. Yeah. That's not crazy. If people are shooting me, it's going to change all my plans and take all of my attention. Well, duh. The great news is the bad guy ran home. Enough people had seen him. We don't know whether he also ran past video cameras. This story is a little old. We should know by now, but I'm still trying to dig for details. Fortunately, the news didn't name... Well, now you and I can argue. We know we don't want to name the murderer. Unfortunately, they did that. Anyway, the police arrest the bad guy at home. What... They didn't name the defender. Should we? We know Elijah, what is it? Elijah Jenkins? The guy,
Dickens.
In the mall? Dickens.
Yes.
Right. We know his name. In fact, my friends in Ohio actually, I think, know his family and are probably going to do an interview. It'll be great to hear the questions they ask. Bill, you've said, I'm going to quote my friend Bill Frady. He goes, if we don't talk about the defenders and murderers, that leaves the news media free to blame the gun. Is that still your thought?
Yeah, well, it is, because I remember very, very clearly the Long Island subway shooting.
Yeah?
Colin Ferguson was the shooter, of course.
Right.
And but every time they were talking about this Long Island subway shooting, they were putting up a picture of a... Ruger P-89 or P-85. I can't remember which gun it was he used. He used a 9mm double stack.
Right.
And, you know, it wasn't the gun's fault. It wasn't, it had nothing to do with the gun. The gun has no moral compass. And getting out there and not giving the credit or the blame to whoever it belongs to makes it easier for them to get out there and concentrate on the gun. And, you know, most of the time when they concentrate on the... Well, what do we heard? The AR-15 will blow your lungs out. It'll decapitate you. If you get shot, you'll be cooked from... If you shoot a deer, it'll be cooked from the inside. It'll blow your body away. All this nonsense about stuff. And it has nothing to do with it.
Joe Biden's latest? Yeah, you know the AR-15 shoots 5 times faster than any other gun.
I wish that were the case.
I'm not sure if he was talking about bullet speed or the speed with which we can pull the trigger. I think he's quoting whatever pablum is put in front of him, probably with the assistance of Mr. Billionaire Bloomberg. But let's back up. You're saying something important, and that is we're going to label these events. People need a tag to hang this up. What happened here? Oh, a murderer with a name was stopped by a good guy with a name because that good guy could carry in public. And we're seeing it, you know, we're seeing it in Detroit. Thank you, Rick Decker. We're seeing it in Ohio. Thank you, Buckeye Firearms, for helping more and more people to carry. Although, and we'll probably find out in both cases, that these guys had their carry license. But again, that's something that the media, that's what you and I bring to the news. Here, card-carrying good guy stops mass murder.
Yeah.
Don't expect news at 11. Hang out for Bill Frady at Lock and Load Radio.
Yeah, you could do that. If you wanted to, you could do that. you know, I know a lot of people get out there and they say, I'm not going to... You know what? We'll talk about that on the other side.
Okay.
On the other side. And I'll give my reason for why I do what I do. Now, a lot of people disagree with me on this, but I'll give my reason for that. And in the interim, before we do that, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. That's put out by the Second Amendment Foundation. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at Ammoland Shooting Sports News, at Clash Daily, and at the Daily Surge.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom.
Truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster, and we were having a discussion about how we look at these rampage incidents after they happen. That was in the last segment. Are you still with me, sir?
I still am. And so, the open question, should we talk about the murderer? There are great arguments to both sides. I have long said, I want to name them and call these people out as bad guys and call the defenders out as good guys. And you, you were explaining why you think that's so important.
Well, I mean, first of all, everybody's out there. I'm not going to give them the publicity. I'm not going to give them this. I'm not going to give them that. That has had no prohibitive effect on these incidents. See, that's the reason, right? The reason we don't want to mention this is because we believe it's about the social media and the whatever they get in anything else on radio, on TV. We believe that's right. What it's about. That doesn't now that doesn't apply. We have a whole youthful group of young, seriously mentally ill white men. They were locked away for a couple of years during missed a lot of high school during COVID, and we've already seen one in Uvalde. We've seen one at the Buffalo grocery store.
Right.
And these incidents will continue. They're not going to decrease. Not because of not mentioning who they are. Because when they get out there, see, when they get out there and they talk about us as gun carriers, what is it in Chicago or New York or L.A.? All of their gun rules are against the law abiding. The gun carrier, the permit is the avatar. If you want to be out there and you want to carry a gun, then automatically you're part of the problem. Except people like me and you probably know a bunch of people in California because you're from California that could carry guns, would carry guns, should carry guns. They're not the problem. They never have been the problem. They're actually part of the solution because the specter of the armed citizen is a sort of has this chilling effect on these yahoos that want to get out here and create these murders. And they're going to go where they're not.
Right. Why do they keep choosing gun-free zones? It was, I just was trying to do my homework during the break. In the example from Detroit, it was a neighbor who saw the murderer shoot an old man as the old man was walking his dog. And he's about to come out and take more shots, and the neighbor rushes out, shoots at the attacker, and the guy says, he looked shocked that someone would shoot back, and he took off like a rabbit.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't part of their plan. They're playing some video game in their head, and holy cow, people shoot back in real life. You mentioned something that a few of us in the media mention the murderer's name. They know they will get enough publicity. They can ensure it because we've seen these guys live stream their own mass murders.
Sure. Yeah, that's the new thing. That's the new thing. The guy in Buffalo did it. This guy in Memphis tried to do it. That's the new thing. And that's how outrageous it is. And what I would like to see, I'm curious about the Memphis thing because Tennessee is a big gun state.
Right.
Just the law of averages. I would have thought that that guy would have run across somebody that would have really made the live stream entertainment value go up when he got into a gunfight over that stuff. But how old was he? That kid was what? 19. 19 years old.
That was a guy. Okay, I was going to talk about that later. Yeah, we got to talk about it now. Here's a felon.
Yeah.
Who had his plea deal bargained down to aggravated assault. Was that a good idea? And he got out after serving less than a third of his sentence. We have gun laws that say he was a prohibited person. Why do you and we have 23,000 firearms regulations in place. Why do you think criminals will obey the next regulation? Because the media is going to run with, oh, it's the gun's fault. You're right, Bill, unless we say, now, wait a minute, slow down there.
Well, if it were the gun's fault, then why have we been killing each other for centuries prior to there even being guns? But if it wasn't guns, it was bones. After it was bones, it was blades. Then we figured out how to launch things and, you know, hit you from long range and all this other stuff. It's never been about the weapon. It is about the nature of man.
But I think the nature of attacks is changing. And you're absolutely right. As you said, come on, I would have expected someone to be carrying in Memphis. Of course they should have been.
Yep.
About one out of a dozen on average are carrying. I'm sorry for being late. I was just in a gun-free zone for several hours. Coming and going from a hospital, you're disarmed. Coming and going from a concert, a sporting event, yeah, we're creating attacker welcome here zones. We haven't sorted this out yet. We're not that smart.
Well, the powers that be that try to legislate behavior are
right.
Idiots. They're idiots.
Well, okay, let's talk about that again. Are they legislating to really stop the behavior or to get good press releases out of something that only has to pass the 15-second smell test?
Well, that used to be exactly what they did. However, I think there's been too many things that have popped up, too many data points that are, the transparency of it all now, indicating when you got 15 million people that never owned a gun before that bought a gun for the first time because they looked at the government and said, you guys are pulling back, you guys are doing this, we're facing this kind of a shortage and that kind of a shortage. When we are putting together a have and have not scenario,
yeah.
And some people, that makes some people nervous, and some people are going to say, I have to be able to defend myself. If there's no cops, if they're letting the criminals out, if they're doing this and doing that, and we have supply chain shortages and all these other things, I may need to defend myself. So when they default to the gun, the message, that just tells me the message of gun control has failed.
When we come back, we'll talk about how busy August was for firearm sales.
Very good. And in the interim of that, before we do come back from that and everything, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast that's sponsored by Paul Lathrop and the Second Amendment Foundation. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammoland, at Clash Daily, and at the Daily Surge. Somehow, Bill and I always find enough to talk about.
Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Holiday airfare is expected to be the most expensive it's been in 5 years. That's according to fare tracker Hopper. It found the average domestic airfare for Thanksgiving round trips is $350, which is a 22% increase when compared to 2019. Domestic round trips over Christmas are going for around $463 on average. King Charles III is addressing the Scottish Parliament for the first time as a new monarch.
The Queen, like so many generations of our family before her, found in the hills of this land and in the hearts of its people a haven and a home.
President Biden spent part of his Monday at Logan International Airport in Boston promoting the bipartisan infrastructure law. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. So, anyway,
before the break, we said, "Wow, the world seems more precarious than before." Lots of us were put out of work. COVID cost many of us their life savings. They're at financial stress. Our young people have been essentially isolated for 3 years. Many of them are not doing well. And you're right. The August is usually a sort of slow month for gun sales. September is when we hear fall hunting season. Usually pick up numbers. Instead, this August, during the summer slow, it was the third highest August on record.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And I mean, you know, when you think about that, where were the first, was it 2020, 2021 that were the first coming in first and second?
It was 4% behind the peak, which was in August of 21. And you also mentioned times have changed. Not they've gotten more frightening, but they've also gotten more reassuring. More and more across the country, we're seeing what armed America looks like. One out of a dozen of us are carrying on any given day, and now these mass murderers are going, whoops. We've got John Lott did an put together a list of over 60 examples. Now he went back a couple of decades where mass murder was stopped by an armed civilian. Sometimes it was an off-duty cop or an off-duty security guard, but just because of the numbers, there are so many more armed citizens, civilians, citizens, I'm looking for the right word, an armed person who's not law enforcement, that we're often the first guys at the scene.
Right.
In fact, AmmoLand asked me to go through and start to document that. And I couldn't have when I was younger. That's something that's just changed within the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we do have some good news on the horizon. We'll see more and more. You know, okay, when one of these 5 million new gun owners goes, well, I'm glad I've got it, but I'm taking my kids to the mall, I should probably carry it with me because they might not be safe there. That will help because they will become part of the solution. It's a changing culture. Now, we were also talking about why we would or would not name a murderer. And so many of them in their manifestos told us they want the media publicity, which includes naming their name. I think the news media needs to objectify the threat. So they're going to put the face and the name out there so that we feel frightened enough to sit through all the commercials.
Well, putting the names out there, it's such a web, isn't it? Just such a web, web of things. I mean, there's so many. You're about to say?
Oh no, it's not simple. We didn't see this phenomena of celebrity mass murder until we had 24/7 news that would make these people famous. We saw something like it. We saw celebrity suicide, where young teenagers, in this case both men and boys and girls, would find a particularly gruesome way to commit suicide so that they would be mentioned in the newspapers. Think of what that says. That says, I would rather be dead than ignored, which ought to make your heart cramp. And we figured out, because they would cluster. And we figured out, okay, we're not going to show their picture name. A student at so-and-so high school in such-and-such town took his life in a tragic way. His parents said this. His coach said this. Ceremonies are being held on. But we don't give them the notoriety they wanted. And I think if I'm waiting for one of the victims of mass murder to sue the news media, when those suits start being successful, this will stop. Did you talk about Karen Bass yet?
Oh, I'm going to later today, but we can talk about it right now. That's too needy to just let it sit there.
Too needy to let her go.
Too meaty, like a big chunk of meat. It's
red,
like a
yeah.
bloody big this chunk of meat.
Congress critter, now running to be mayor of Los Angeles. She had two firearms stolen over the weekend. Oh, it's a tragedy. I mean, no one wants their house broken into. And now we have to ask, why'd they break into her house? The thieves ignored cash. They also ignored other valuables and electronics. They just took her guns. Do you remember that in California, if you have... Oh, by the way, her guns were registered. Do you remember that the firearms registry was inadvertently exposed so that anyone could find out who had guns and what they were? Yeah, I remember. And I'm thinking these thieves knew as well. Now, she is one of the Bloomberg moms. She said she feels safe in L.A., but understands that other people don't. Now, she's saying that while the police chief said, you might not feel safe here. Over 700 people have been shot and killed in L.A. in the last year. I'm going to quote Karen Bass. I'm proud to be a 2022 Moms Demand Action Gun Sense candidate, and I'm proud to have earned an F grade from the NRA. She left out that she's a gun owner.
Yeah.
I wonder why. I don't want to steal all your thunder, Bill. What were you going to say about that?
Well, I'm just going to talk about how interesting it is. I mean, it's very interesting to me that here we have someone who was not just a gun owner, had two guns.
Right.
So she had two guns stolen, and she is for gun control.
Right. Oh, voted for it lots and lots of times.
Yep. So, knowing that, and having said that, what exactly is the point here? If she believes what she believes, which we know now that's a lie, because what do they tell us? They tell us, well, you don't need guns because the cops will take care of you.
She doesn't think so.
No, she does not. So, you know, there's a problem. There's a problem for her. Her credibility for me is a little short. Plus, she wants to be the mayor of L.A., so, you know. Anyway, tell everybody how to find you right quick.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. That'll come out later tonight. My blog is at spofax.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammo Land Shooting Sports News. Thank you.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we have been speaking with Rob Morris, writer and podcaster.
Did you already cover, MasterCard and American Express said they would tag sales in gun shops? And I saw that Visa just climbed on board.
Well, I know that they wanted them to do that. I did not know they had just gone ahead and decided to do it.
Now,
I guess nobody understands the problem with that will arise. Right now, it's guns, but do you know what the problems will arise from that?
Bill, they already discriminate between coffee shops, restaurants, and grocery stores. So it's not, they're trying to do what Google and Facebook do, is track your movements and be able to sell that data. Your purchase is not only a financial transaction, it's information about you that they want to then sell to retailers and marketers. Now, what's interesting is if you walk into Starbucks, everybody thinks you bought coffee. You might have bought a keychain. The tracking code doesn't record what was bought, but rather where you bought it. So, Walmart used to sell guns. Are all sales at Walmart going to be tracked as a gun shop? We've got sporting goods stores that sell guns. Is it going to be tracked if you go in and buy a fishing rod and some wolf socks that you bought in a, quote, gun shop? So the data's really dirty.
Right.
What bothers me is that it was a bunch of gun control senators who leaned on these companies and said, don't you think you ought to do that so that we don't regulate you? And I went, wow, that's socialism, where the government controls what can be sold and who can be in business.
Yes, it is, and it is absolutely socialism. But here's the problem. This is the problem with this.
Okay.
Now, right now, what they want to do is they want to track gun sales. But the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab and his little ragtag bunch of would-be tyrants, they think that we shouldn't be eating meat, as an example, to save the earth.
Wow.
And they think that we should probably give that up and find other protein sources that would probably be with bugs. Because what they want to do is they want to get rid of fertilizer, because that's bad for the earth. So if we're using our credit card or debit card to buy a gun, what's to keep them from wanting to track meat sales or gasoline sales or any of these other things? Now, the gun is an easy picking. It's an easy picking. No one needs a gun unless they're going to hurt people.
Or their family.
Yes, and that's where the problem comes, is they get out there and they do all of this nonsense and say all these crazy things, and at the same time we just sit back and we look at it as a gun thing. The PLCAA, if they were to remove that, right, to where you could go after gun companies for people using guns and not in the way they're designed to be used, using them for crime. What's to keep them from going after Chevrolet for drunk driving?
Right.
So all of this stuff that they got out there, what they want to do is they just want to run the world, and I mean fly it straight into the mountain. And the way to do it is to get out there and find a way to monitor literally everything we do. Now, the problem comes, especially in this country. So they monitor everything we do. Now what? Because sooner or later...
You're on a list.
Huh?
You're on a list. You're on a bunch of them.
So you think so? Well, I don't care. I don't care at all.
Right.
Not even a little bit. So part of it is... the part where it becomes a detail for me is that, if they show up at the door, now they're actually looking at me. Now, having me on a list or catching all of my communications or any picture I text or any email I send or any of this other stuff, that's all metadata. They're probably not looking at me yet. Probably not looking at you yet, right?
Right.
But them catching all of this stuff is more, I think, of a intimidation factor than it is... we know everything about you. Okay. Was it entertaining for you?
Well, okay.
Because...
I want to take a tangent here.
Very good.
After New York figured out that it couldn't, because of a Supreme Court ruling in Bruin, keep ordinary citizens from carrying guns, ordinary places, they had a terrible knee-jerk reaction. They said, look, you can't carry in blah, blah. They turned everything into a gun-free zone, a sensitive place. You can't carry in parks. You can't carry in museums because bad things might. Well, what they did is they outlawed people who were docents who might have been armed. Oh, you're dressed as a pirate on a pirate ship. You're dressed as a pioneer in a frontier town, and that's how you present living history. Well, the reenactors that used to reenact in forts and state parks, that's now against the law. It's against the law, even if they do it, because more than three or four of them gather together, even on private property. There was no grandfather clause. It doesn't... Now, I have to ask, doesn't that make you feel safe, since those reenactors and living history actors were such a huge source of crime in New York State? It's dumber than hell.
Yes, it is. It is dumber than hell. But the thing is that when you look at that and you consider that, all of this is, me, you, the gun is the avatar for them. They are absolutely,
right.
And for them, they are absolutely not, it doesn't have as much to do with me and you as it does with the fact that they don't think we should have them. The reason they go after AR-15s is because an AR-15 is actually something that we could use in a fight.
Right.
And the nature of the fight, as combat understands it, is conserve your ammo. So semi-automatic is fine. That's fine. And that being the way it is,
it was a sim- symbolic move.
Right.
It's like this is a battle of clickbait headlines. I wonder if the Democrat gun grabbers are thinking, as long as we shape the narrative enough, then when we finally say, turn them all in or else, they'll have already won. They'll have controlled. There will never be a debate. It's just a vast marketing effort.
Well, I don't know if it's boiling the frog slowly or not, because they have pulled off the mask. They're out there right now. In your former home state, for example, they have outlawed gas-fired cars, right? Gas-propelled cars.
Right.
And at the same time, they're telling them, well, listen, don't use your air conditioner, your refrigerator, and don't charge your car during peak hours.
Right.
And, I mean, they can get out there and they can make all the claims and do all the things and say all the things they want to say. And sooner or later, they will meet. And what I find insane is how many states are following their example right now. Because I think about 15 states are like, yeah, that's a pretty good idea. We'll ban all gas-powered cars.
Right. There are.
We'll ban all new gas-powered cars. The only cars that be available will be electric cars. I'll tell you this as we close. You want to know how many electric cars were available in the whole nation in March?
Tell me.
14,000.
Oh, my.
All makes and marks. Thank you for joining me today.
It's been a pleasure. Who's up next?
Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. That's coming up next. Thank you. Like I said, I will talk to you soon.
Take care, my friend.
Roger that. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on products designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to MGS.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.